beauty of your gratitude. Everything is serving divine, want to serve the beautiful. Beauty has so much command over everything that everyone, every knob is moved only for the satisfaction of beauty. Beauty can control external and internal love, everything, everywhere. Everyone's internal demand is to go towards beauty, towards anandam, towards harmony, towards love. At the bottom of everything, there is the tendency to go towards beauty, love, harmony. That is Krishna. The deepest plane, anywhere and everywhere, can be traced. We have found that the current is going towards that plane, to meet, connected with that, the beauty, realization of beauty. And beauty, ananda, love, harmony are the same perfection. Sweetness. Everyone wants that. That is controlling the whole market. Aspiration, aspiring for the anandam, sukham, real ecstasy. Every atom, everywhere, aspires after that sort of realization, and that is anandam. That is beauty, that is love, that is harmony, expressive. The internal, innermost current everywhere to be traced, that must be found out in that nature. Not power. The next heat will be power. Everyone wants power to control. But beauty, to aspire after beauty, just the opposite, to give out power, to throw away power, and to be humble. Humility is indispensable for the company of beauty, for the company of ecstasy, humility. So opposite to power. Tanada Vishwani Kena Taruda Vishwani. Indispensable qualification for the search of beauty. As much as one can, so much selfless, self-abnegated, he can appreciate so much love and beauty. Sacrifice, seva, can take us to it. And the power seeking takes us here to capture everything, our control, to this Brahmanda. And the power for rendering service to the beauty, that is in Vaikuntha. Vaishyavya, serving the Madhurya. Sweetness is the end in itself, and sweetness is God. The highest entity, the deepest foundation, the final goal, that is sweetness. That is Bhagavatam says, Mahaprabhu says. That is empathic.
If someone appears to be proud or even arrogant, then his position is not, he cannot enter Leela in that position. If he's displaying
arrogant, arrogant may be of two types. Arrogance to the higher and the arrogance to the lower. For the goodwill, if a mother seems to be arrogant to deal with the child, that arrogance, for the good of the child, that arrogance, apparent arrogance, should not be considered with the real arrogance of a passerby to punish the child. Arrogance will be up to time. In some stages, arrogance, bhishtai shalava janitai bhapushashti dosai, a devotee may be sin to be little, for little cause he becomes angry. But that anger, that should not be classified with the ordinary anger. His anger will do good to the person with whom he is angry. But the well-being of the man with whom he is angry, that anger clothed bhakta desijani. That is a qualification. It may be. So they cannot be judged independently. Mahaprabhu was angry sometimes. When Mahaprabhu was going on with Kirtan, when the door closed, a brahmachari, who was only drinking milk and nothing else, he wanted to enter. I must be considered to be purest. I drink only milk, nothing else. So why they have closed against the door against me? Then at last when a door was opened and he told the white door closed against me, Mahaprabhu showed two fingers that drink milk, that is no qualification for Krishna consciousness. And this is many times when there was some misbehavior against Sivas Pandit. Some tantric, ridiculed Sivas, put some this wine and other things in the door of Sivas at night to show that he, to ridicule him. And the Sivas Pandit opened his door, gate, and found all these nasty things, this wine, this meat, and the other nasty things. Then he went to the good neighbors. You please see that how a tantric I am, and that every night I, with the help of this meat and wine, I worship Devi Kali. Then the gentlemen, they are very much self-disturbed, and who is the rogue who has done all these things? And it was informed to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was very much enraged that man must have to suffer. And he was Chapal Gopal. He had got leprosy for a few days. Then this way. Sometimes in this world some anger is shown by the incarnation himself of the God, and some devotees also, sometimes. But that is not harmful for the good of the persons. So, the excitement which is found in a devotee in a proper way, that should not be taken as ordinary. काम कृष्ण कर्मात्मने क्रोध भक्त देशी जने लूप साधु संगे हरि कथा मोह इष्ट लाभ विने मद कृष्ण गुण गाने निजुक्त करिब यथा तथा And devotees also sometimes we see. Pradishtai shalava janite babuhasya doshai no prakritattamya bhakta janasya pashet gangam vasayana kalu budhuda fena pankai brahmadvatma bhagachati nira dhatmai upadeshamita Rupa Goswami says, according to the teaching of Mahaprabhu, that if we find any defect in a pure devotee, we should not be very eager to find fault in him. Because in the water of Ganges, it can purify. But if any
bubbles
or
mud.
Any mud is found with that water, that also can purify. The bubble and the mud that can stand in the way of purification. So, in a devotee who are only meant for the good of the universe, if we find some mud or bubbles like things like anger and some other things, in the body also, some is blind, some is lame, if we attribute that to their inner self, then we are losers, we commit offense.
But it is understandable sometimes when anger is used in love, it can be understood in that way.
Of course. When a mother or father is abusing their child for their good, it is understandable. And another man is beating a boy. But it's distinguishable, different thing. So a man of that intelligence, that standard of intelligence, that can know. The Vaidushyari is chastising the boy. And the passerby is chastising the boy. The difference can be understood by an intelligent man. Ordinary people may not make it out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare. And say that Akhayananda Maharaj is worthless. and the symptom of a worthy man to control men and earn money.
Krishna. But he can't get any money. He's useless.
Money and men together. That is the qualification of a substantially good man, a sadhu. Look, that is the symptom of a worthy man. What's the time?
10 to 10.
10 to 10. Govudhuri. Jai Govudhuri.
We might have some worse as an atom of dust at your feet. If we can be an atom of dust on your feet, maybe some worse. Then
Mahaprabhu really says to Krishna that it is worse to become a dust in the feet of Krishna. What is the slope? Kinkaram patitang mang.
Aye,
Vishwami bhavam budhau. Not a part and parcel of your body, but vibhinnangsha, a different type of substance I am. I want connection with your food, body food. Vibhinnangsha jivdhar, ishegonam, vibhinnangsha jivdhar shakti tegonam, tasastha shakti. Pamaivangsho jivaloke jivabhuta samatam. This is a general word. But in particular, really it is the part of his potency and not the higher potency, but in the marginal potency. That is jiva. That is also a part in a general, in a broad sense. Everything is a part of him, is of the again. Is everywhere. He is including everything. So everything is a part. But among there is differentiation in calculation about the reckoning of the powers. Sarup Shakti, he and his Shakti, potency, and the potency higher, lower, and marginal. Jeev is a part of the marginal potency. Guru also, apparently Krishna. But Krishna can give only himself. So it is by his will that that anyone can achieve Krishna consciousness. So generally it is Krishna. But when you are particular, we find now it is his potency. And the potencies are of different kinds. Different kinds. And his representation difference in Vaikuntha Narayan, Narayan's paraphernalia, Krishna's paraphernalia. The Ramanuji, their ultimate goal is in Vaikuntha Narayan. The Narayan is coming to recruit them through his potency of different type. Krishna came to require through his potency of different type, Sukha Vatsala Madhuri, etc. That differentiation gradually awakens in one's in the mind of the disciple and can say, oh, who went to recruit me in the name of the agent of Krishna, now I find he has got such and such function in the Leela of Krishna. He went to me with the certificate of an agent of Krishna in general to recruit me. And he has taken me here to give me engagement in this particular service. Mukunda Prastha, Guru Varam. In the first sight, everything is in but by nearer approach, we find the specification, differentiation there. And the potency and differentiation in the again in the potency. And in the higher potency also so many departments. In this way Guru is at last located in a particular service there. Mukunda Prastha. It is he who went to recruit me on behalf of Krishna. Adupanuva. But they are not to be differentiated so tightly. They are oneness, one tune they have got. One heart, one aim, one object, one interest. In that case, not to differentiate. There is specific service. In that sense, it may be differentiated. So Veda Bhit, and that is Achinto, everywhere to be applied. So common and different. Everything has got this common and different, and that is inconceivable to your consciousness. This will apply. This should be applied everywhere. So I will finish here today. Madhavendrapuri belongs to Madhya Sampara. Sri Madhya Prahotaktam Kodimira Paramam Sarvasakkim Rasabdhim Tad Bhinnang Sangsya Jeevam Prakiti Kavalitam Tad Bhinnang Sangsya Bhavat Vedabhidaprasam Sakalamadhi Hari No. Vimuktam Shubhavat. Srimadda Prahatattam Harimha Paramam Sattva Shakti Rasabdi. Rasabdi. It is being confused with Mahaprabhu's Sura Bhakti Rathana. Madhvacharya has got one from his sampradaya, another from Bhagavad Gita. Sri Mana Madhyamati Hari Paratama Tattama Jagat Satyato Bhedo Jivagana Hari Ranuchara Nichuch Bhavangata. Mahamadi Pedi. Yuchu Bhavangata. Sutta Bhakti Saddha. Dasamud. Bhakti Tagore Dasamud. Nimbakka Sampada Dasamud. নিম্বার্ক সম্প্রদায়ের দশটি শ্লোক আছে, তাতে তাদের সম্প্রদায়ের কথা বলা আছে। আর ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর একটা দশমূল তৈরি করেছেন, এটা গৌড়ীয় সম্প্রদায়, ঐতের সঙ্গে এটা গোলমাল হয়ে যাচ্ছে। আমরা প্রাহতত্ব হরিমিহ বরমন সর্বশক্তি রসাব্ধি তদ ভিন্নাং সংস্থ জীবাম প্রকৃতি কবলিতাম তদ বিমুক্তাংশ ভাবাত ভেদা ভেদ প্রকাশম সকলমুখী হরি সাধনং শুদ্ধ ভক্তিং সাধ্যং যত পিপি মে তত্ত্ব বলেছি হরি গৌরচন্দ্র স্বয়ং
হরি গৌরচন্দ্র বজেতাম
গৌরচন্দ্র স্বয়ং স। আর একটা অধিকার শ্রীমন মধ্যমতি হরিপ্রতম হরিপ্রতম শ্রীমধ্য প্রাহ শ্লোক মনে আছে তোমার? দুটো আছে, শ্রীমন মধ্যমতি হরিপ্রতম সত্যং জগৎ তত্ত্ব ভেদ জীবগণা হরি রমিকা নিচুচ্চ ভাবঙ্গত এই একটা ডিগ্রি আছে। আর শ্রীমধ্য প্রাহ তত্ত্বং করে কি একটা আছে, ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুরের সঙ্গে গোলমাল হয়ে যাচ্ছে। মধ্যাচার্য ওয়াজ দ্য স্ট্রংগেস্ট অপোজিশনিস্ট অব দি শঙ্কর স্কুল। শঙ্করাচার্য লেট ট্রেস অন অদ্বৈত অ্যান্ড হি লেট ট্রেস অন দ্বৈত not of Dvaita. Dvaita, Ishwar and the Jeev, the Ved, the difference that is more prominent. opposed very strongly. And not only he stopped there, he tried to prove Shankaracharya as a demon, quoting a narration from Mahabharata, Manimandaitya. He was ordered by Narayana to preach in Kali Yuga this Mayavad. And our Guru Maharaj also published a book that Mani Manjari from the Madhya school, Mani Manjari. There it is proved from reference to Mahabharata that Shankaracharya was a demon and his name was Maniman. And he was ordered to do so and he came and did that. That is their contention. But Mahaprabhu accepted him as incarnation of Shiva, and Shiva was ordered, a reference also given from this house. Lokan madhvimukhan kuru. The spirit of harmony, keeping the harmony, that from segregation, from the underlying good meaning was that who are hopeless, diseased persons, to take them out of the patients that are that have got slight disease. The serious diseased persons, serious patients, to remove them, to save for the safety of the less serious patients. So with that idea, Shankaracharya Shiva was ordered, Lokan madhvimukhan kuru, was very much at least take them out in another group, saying that they are himself God, their ultimate object. Soham. Soham means not dasoham, I am he. Generally we see the demons, they have got many qualifications, moral qualifications. But only the main difference, they are anti-Vishnu, generally. They even worship Brahma and Shiva, and they get boon from them. They also do penances, and thereby they acquire power. But they are generally anti-Vishnu, not all, mostly. Only those they are forced to come here by caste. Yes, I be Trasur. You also apparently worshipper of Shiva. This body, you are a devotee though, come in the lineage of Asura. Allah. Exceptional cases. But generally, Asura, they are devotees of Shiva and Brahma, but anti-Vishnu. Vishnu bhakta sintu daiva asurastad vipajaya. And generally the demigods, they are submissive to Vishnu. The general nature of things is such. Asurastad Devi Sampadino Kaya Nivad Naya Devi. Agonar Pese Vishwanath Kajne Yogala Kale is thought to be the incarnation of Shiva as Bhim and Hanuman. during Krishna, it was Bhima, and during Ramchandra, he was Hanuman, and in connection of Vedavyas Narayana, he became Madhva. That is their contention.
In connection of Vedavyas?
Madhvacharya.
Oh.
The avatar of Vayu.
Vayu.
Mukha Vayu.
Yes.
Incarnation of Mukha Vayu. That is the general Guru Tattva. When Krishna came, he came as Bhim. When Ramchandra came, he came as Hanuman. And Madhva is also called the avatar of Vayu, but connected with Vedavyas. He is considered Narayana himself. Vyasu Narayana Swayam. But it has been taken as Vaktadi, generally. Narayan Shakti Adish.
What is the relationship of Vayu and Vyas?
Mukha Pran Vyas. Vyas is the abode of Narayana. Mukha Vayu's position is that of Guru. But the philosophy is like this, that Krishna, then another half of Krishna to render service of Krishna, Balaram, Chidlila Mithuna. Five stages. A figure, and within him the devata or the Sukha Tattva. That is Manomaya Kosha, a person. And within his heart there is Mukha Vayu, Prana, Pradhana, Guru. And then superior to that, Baladeva. And within the heart of Baladeva, Chidlila Mithuna, Radha Krishna. In this way, he has explained. A material figure of a jiva, within that the person, and there was devata. Devata is the real person. And within the heart of the person, there is Mukha Vayu or Guru. That is Madhva or Bhima or Hanuman. Something of such conception. Guru in general. And in the heart of that Gurudev, there is Baladeva, Nityananda, Samsimila. And there, in the heart of that Baladeva, Chidrida Mithuna, Krishna with his Shakti. In Gauriya also it was written. and one gentleman, one professor. By birth you are a Vaishnava, professor of English in Barhampur College, good scholar. He put a question to the editor of Gaudiya. Please try to explain this thing more elaborately. Here we may find sarva-dharma samannaya, there's a harmony, of all the religious conceptions. Try to elaborate. But that was elaborated means repeated. I did not find that anything more was given there. This was on the Augustine and Newton.
Well,
new works and expressions. But I do not find that here is the harmony of all the religion, when you see it. Lidamaya Bhagavan, as Sanatana Goswami has mentioned in Bhagavatam, in the last Lila, Baladev also showing his rasa with the gopis. There the Sanatana Goswami has given his note. Extraordinarily, Baladev is seen to perform rasa lila. But internally, in his heart, he is showing the rasa lila, is connecting with Krishna. Krishna is in his heart. In his heart he is connecting Krishna in the rasa lila. And externally he is found to participate in the rasa lila in Bhagavatam. But Baladev's nature is such, intrinsic nature, that he is not the ultimate enjoyer. He is composed of such materials which is all service. All service. Is that every atom of his body only meant to satisfy Krishna. So his own enjoyment is not possible. That is the note is given by Sanatana Goswami. Hridaye Krishna Kedar Lila Karam. Baladev is such, the highest platform on which the Krishna has his Lila. And lower to Baladev, there is Guru Tattva in general. The fifth stage. And then that Guru Tattva again within the person. And the person has got his body. So five stages. These were divided. And the Upanishads are Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, Manomaya Kosh, Vijnanamaya Kosh, Anandamaya Kosh. Division is this way. Baladevi Dhausan says that in Vijnanamaya Kosh there is Jiva. of the mind, this physical body, monomaya, the mental, the subtle body, then pranamaya, the life, and after that vijnanamaya. Above prakriti, the jiva, tatastha shakti. And then anandamaya kosha, whole Vaikuntha and the Golok Kavach. Sarva Shakti, the domain of Yoga Maya. Okay? Following Madhvacharya, there was one Jayatirtha. Who's Sudha. Madhvaite, Vyaje, Vapagva, Paramahamsa, Akkhabhyara Shishya Jayatirtha name Puriya. He was a very good scholar. And in his Sudha, he refuted this Mayavad exhaustively, wonderfully. So that the Shankar school was bewildered. The Nimbarka section also, that Parapakkha Grivajjara, and other books refuting Shankara school. Many big scholars came. But the Sudha, Maya Sudha, Sudha, that very successfully refuted, smashed the argument of the Shankara school. Then after that, in the Shankara school came another Pandit, a Bengali gentleman from Faridpur district, Madhusudan Saraswati. He again, many of them tried to refute him, but this gentleman, he, Advaita Siddhi, he wrote one book, Advaita Siddhi. And he, we are told, was successful to re-establish the grammar of Mayavada.